Good morning. So we'll have statements by the President of Georgia and the NATO Secretary General. Mr. President.
So we had a brief and very content-loaded meeting with Secretary General. Let me start by thanking you personally, Secretary General, for putting so much effort to advancing Georgia's future in the Euro-Atlantic community. Let me thank you for being engaged in organizing such an important meetings that we will be having today, the meetings which are unprecedented for my country, and that basically will have an opportunity to discuss with the world leaders the security and future of Georgia and the future stability of my country together with Ukraine. As a reliable partner of the alliance, Georgia contributes to Euro-Atlantic security. Georgia is one of the largest contributors to the Resolute Support mission. I can proudly state that we are the biggest contributor to RSM per capita in the entire mission. We are enhancing our NATO Black Sea security dialogue, and we are happy about that because Black Sea is so important that Georgia's engagement in this context, I believe, will be bringing more security and stability to the region. In several minutes, we'll be, as I noticed, we'll be discussing with the leaders Georgia's participation in RSM as well as Georgia's security future. We'll be discussing with allies how to make our country more stable and more secure, and how to intensify already existing formats of cooperation with NATO, which are leading us to more higher defense capabilities for my country, as well as higher interoperability with the alliance, and the final goal of the membership. We all agree that NATO and Georgia have exceptional practical cooperation, including SNGP. We are set forward to enhance this cooperation on the counter-mobility, secure communications and cyber defense, and plan a very intensive drills together with an alliance next year. My position, which is shared by many of our friends and allies, is that Georgia's people, with its capabilities, commitment, and burden-sharing approach, do deserve fast forward to the alliance. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Good morning, President Mark Velashvili, my friend Georgie. It's great to see you again, and welcome to the new NATO headquarters. I'm delighted to have you here, and I'm delighted to that you and I have been able to join us for this summit here at the NATO summit in Brussels. It is 10 years since the first meeting of the NATO Georgia Commission. In that time, our partnership has become increasingly close. NATO's relationship with Georgia is unique. You are one of the alliance's most important operational partners and a trusted friend. Our partnerships make NATO and Georgia safer and more secure. We are grateful for Georgia's continuing contributions to our Resolute Support mission in Afghanistan, and recognize the sacrifices the Georgian people have made for our shared security. We fully support Georgia's Euro-Atlantic aspirations. Georgia will become a member of NATO. Allied leaders reaffirmed this yesterday, and we will continue to work with you to prepare for membership. We are impressed by the progress you are making on reforms, and encourage you to continue. The substantial NATO-Georgia package is already bolstering your country's defense reform efforts. I'm pleased with the close cooperation between the NATO Training Center in Poland and the NATO-Georgia Joint Training Center outside Tbilisi. And I expect to see broad allied participation in next year's NATO-Georgia exercise. I also thank you for your contribution to stability in the Black Sea region. a strategic region where we are stepping up our cooperation. NATO supports Georgia's territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders, which includes the regions of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. Finally, we congratulate you on your commitment to match the NATO guideline of spending 2% of GDP on defense. Mr. President, Georgie, thank you again for being here with all the NATO leaders. The relationship between NATO and your country is stronger than ever. So once again, welcome. It's great to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. This concludes this press point. Thank you.